On Figueroa Street in South LA, a clinic has developed a lot of regulars, but they are not patients, they're protesters. Reporter Jerome Campbell brings us this feature on the people on both sides of the issue of abortion who gather at the clinic every day.
36 inches. This is the distance between pro-life and pro-choice on Figueroa Street.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
On one side, a group of people kneel on a broken sidewalk, sliding rosary beads through their fingers as they call for divine action.
Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And across the sidewalk, another group stands silently, dressed in bright orange vests and black sunglasses. They escort patients into the clinic. Both groups stay on their sides without budging an inch, unless someone tests the boundaries.
Some on the good days, it's very boring and we just get to hang out and a lot of us have become friends. On not so great days, things can get protesters can get very aggressive, very threatening, and on those days we have to call the police, which is unfortunate.
That's clinic escort Mary Beth Blakey. She says the anti-abortion group members can be even more aggressive with patients, following them out of the clinic and even trying to get in their cars.
I have seen patients get very upset. I have seen patients get so upset that they reschedule their appointment.
And their tactics become more aggressive during Christmas.
What they do is they try to rush the clinic doors. They try to enter the clinic singing Christmas carols and delivering gifts to patients. But the gifts are full of very shaming and misleading anti-abortion literature.
But according to Dennis Rudman, who prays on the sidewalk, this tension is a two-way street. He says that the group has to come in large numbers to stand any chance on the sidewalk.
And they just try to harass us. So they come over and stand in front of you or take your place if you move to say the rosary, to lead the rosary, or they follow after you and they say things to you like, I'm stalking you.
The close quarters of the sidewalk definitely makes the experience unpleasant. Yet both groups continue to deal with the same people every week, sometimes even more than their own friends.
I saw him every week at the previous clinic we were at and every time I've been at this clinic, so he has probably, I've seen him, I've probably seen Mark more than I've seen my best friend in the past 3 years, more than my family, because I see him every single week.
And over time, both sides have grown to understand each other.
Like, I don't have one blanket opinion of all of them. I think some of them are very well-intentioned and, have their own personal spiritual reasons for thinking that for them to pray at this place has some kind of a positive impact. And I have no problem with that.
We're not there to get in any kind of confrontation. We're there to pray. For these children, and we pray for the clinic people there too, the pro-abortion people, the clinic escorts who are harassing us. We pray for them.
Let us ask for greater faith in the Blessed Mother.
One woman who would have walked into the clinic years ago has crossed the sidewalk to pray on the curb. Maria Garanza had an abortion in 1981, and then several more after.
I had five abortions.
A choice she regrets every day.
I feel like I killed my babies. I killed five babies. My hands, I killed my babies. And I think, I don't know why Maria killed her own babies.
Garanza had her last abortion in 2001. And the distress almost led her to take her own life.
I screamed very, very bad to myself. And I said to Jesus, forgive me. And I know I killed my babies, but I want to save babies. I promise if you forgive me, I promise I'll go everywhere to save babies.
A promise that has led her to praying in front of this clinic. Garanza says she has already saved 3 babies, but she wants to save more.
I'm happy I'm here and I'm doing something. And I want to see 5 babies. And now I 5 babies because I killed 5 babies.
And so Garanza and her group continue to kneel on the sidewalk. And the clinic escorts wait for the next patient. Neither group knows if they're changing any minds, but they know they will be out next weekend. Jerome Campbell, Annenberg Radio News.